That's what's up.
That's what's up.
97.9 The Box.
Check this out.
Hi, this your boy JQ, the Pimperella for That's What's Up. Man, former Popo police officer shed some light on Tupac's last moments in an interview with Vegas7.com. He was the first officer on the scene when Tupac's car was shot up with bullets on that night of September 7th in 96. Carol claimed he pulled Tupac out of the passenger seat, laid him on the ground, and said, "Hey, man, who shot you?" Pac was struggling to speak, but eventually shot the finger in Carol's direction. Even when Pac shot up with bullets, he keeping it real. Then he started slipping in and out of consciousness. Boy, I tell you, that's Pac for you. Ooh-wee, man, that girl Rihanna got in another damn Twitter war with who? Charlie Sheen. How did this happen? Charlie Sheen invited Rihanna to come meet and greet him and his fiance at a Santa Monica restaurant on Wednesday night. Rihanna didn't want to go. She told that boy, "Hey, it's too many paparazzis outside." That boy Charlie Sheen went to Twitter and unloaded, calling her appearances Halloween and tried to school Rihanna on common courtesy, man. You know what I'm saying? He said it kept him popular for 31 awesome years. Riri went back on Twitter and called Charlie Sheen an old queen with diapers in a bunch. That boy Charlie Sheen, man, went back and was, you know, talking about Rihanna's, you know, English and everything, and sarcastically thanked her for recognizing him as royalty. In the earlier rant, Sheen apologized for not being cool enough to warrant a blessing from the princess, or in this case, the village idiot. Ooh-wee, man, we got to see what's going to go down with this. Man, oh man, the rumors are coming in that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West will be getting married this weekend. They have been spotted around Paris doing a lot of big things, getting ready for their nuptials that's supposed to happen in Florence, Italy. The reports say Kanye rented out a historic 16th century fortress, Forte de Belvedere, as one of the venues for the special day. And recently, Kanye West told the Florence newspaper that he has a special love for Italy and Florence in particular. He said he thinks his daughter North was conceived, you know, here amongst the Renaissance masterpieces. Now, Kim Kardashian don't know what's going on because Kanye West is doing all the planning. She said, "I don't know what's what. All I know is I'm supposed to be here and I'm supposed to be there." So we're going to see after the weekend what the hell go down with this. Now, we knew after Whitney Houston died that eventually somebody was going to put a movie out about it. Well, it's going to be a movie about Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's crazy relationship, man, in an upcoming movie for Lifetime. Yeah, you ladies gonna love this. And guess who gonna be directing it? Angela Bassett with her lovely self, man. And it's gonna, you know, chronicle the rocky relationship between Whitney and Bobby against all other stuff they were dealing with, the drugs, the money, you know, the fame, the kids, all of that. It's scheduled to premiere next year, and it'll be the first time Angela Bassett has directed a movie before. She said she's excited to be given this opportunity to go behind the camera and into the world, adding that their humanity and bond fascinates us all. We can't wait for it either. Hurry up and get it done. It's your boy JQ, the Pimperella, for That's What's Up on 97.9 The Box.